Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're in week two of Ag Tag Month, the month when those special farm plate holders do their renewals. And getting those folks to make a $10 donation at that time is what the Ag Tag push is all about. Sheldon McKinney, Executive Director of the Kentucky FFA Foundation.
There are about 186,000 farm plates sold here in Kentucky. That's a lot of people. Right now, only about 25% of the people who have a farm license plate make the $10 donation. If we could increase that number, we could increase the impact that those dollars could have across our state tremendously.
Economic times in the state being what they are, an alternative supplementary funding source is a godsend.
This year, Kentucky FFA received $180,000. That was our third of the Ag Tag money. In total, it generated $535,000. And then we divide that equally between Kentucky Proud, Kentucky 4-H, and Kentucky FFA. With our $180,000, FFA distributes half back to all the counties that have an FFA chapter. And those funds are distributed locally and make a difference in all those little towns across Kentucky.
McKinney credits Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, like James Comer before him, for making the push for Ag Tag donations and sharing revenues among Kentucky Proud, 4-H, and FFA. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
Kentucky FFA Foundation's Sheldon McKinney, like Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles, know that the key to success in the Ag Tag program is a supportive county clerk whose office will remind farm plate holders at renewal time about Ag Tag donations.
We do also like to recognize clerks and communities that have increased their percentage of people who are giving. So that means that every year they are trying to get new people to contribute to the program and take part of it. This year, Martin County was number one. They increased their donation rate by 69%. That's pretty huge. Even though not a lot of tags are sold in Martin County, what was sold, a lot of people supported it. Warren County raised their donation by 30%, and other counties that we need to include in that top five are Harlan County, Davis County, and Lee County.
Hats off to county clerks and all the Ag Tag contributors. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.